Welcome to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, your source for everything you need to go from unfocused wantrepreneur to action-taking, money-making entrepreneur. Now, your host, Brian Lofermento.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 78 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. This is a Mindset and Motivation Monday episode, and I'll tell you what, I mean, I know as a listener, I used to listen to podcasts all the time, and I still really enjoy listening to podcasts, and I always loved when the hosts gave some behind the scenes of like what it's actually like, the experience of recording and publishing the podcast, what happens behind the scenes, what's it really like, what's the podcast host actually like in person. It's always so much fun for me to meet my fellow podcast hosts and guys and girls that I used to listen to as podcast hosts, and now I get to meet them, and it's really cool for me. So I'll give you some insights into what goes through my head when I record these episodes, because the truth is, some episodes I'm way more excited for than others, and I'm always excited to bring you guys amazing content here on this podcast, but typically these episodes, like the one today, where I'm just going to, I know what my general topic is, but I don't necessarily have bullet points planned out. I don't fully know what I'm going to talk about. I basically just hit record, and I know that I've got a message inside of me that's going to help so many entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs across the world. So I'm excited for that, because this is going to be a journey of an episode for you as well as for me, like I said, because it's not all that planned out. And that's the fun thing about this podcast for me, is that it's straight from the heart, it's straight from me. What you see is what you get. This is just the product of interacting with so many entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs all across the world every single day. And I'm going to start this off basically with a story about how I came up with the idea for this episode. Because this episode, I really want you to understand the one thing that you have to embrace in order to grow. And when I say to grow, I mean, obviously this podcast, I focus a lot about entrepreneurship and about business, but really this episode's about what's going to help you grow, not only as an entrepreneur and as a businessman or businesswoman, but also as a human, as someone in relationships, as someone in friendships, as just a citizen of the world. This is what you need to embrace if you are serious about growing. And I hope that in 2017, you've committed to this year being the year of growth, professionally, personally, whatever it is. And so part of my growth, I mean, I kicked 2017 off by driving 3,000 miles across the United States, moving from Boston to Los Angeles. And I moved to LA just because I love warm weather. I love being outside. I love the atmosphere out here. I love the attitude out here. I love how chill it is. I like how much people interact with each other as opposed to the Northeast cold, the cold shoulder. We're definitely a little rougher and harsher in the Northeast of the United States. And part of that is just, I'm just such a sucker for Los Angeles. I love this city as a city. These places, these touristy places, these destinations will never get old for me. And so as part of that, I'm lucky that I live in the west side of Los Angeles, which means I'm pretty close to Santa Monica and Venice Beach. So pretty much every day, I'll admit this, I hop on my bike. Usually it's around the 2 o'clock lull, so I typically hit a 2 p.m., so 2 in the afternoon lull, where I just can't focus on work that much longer, I can't really get through my email inbox, I struggle to be productive, so I just hop on my bike and I ride down to Venice Beach. And it's so cool that I get to do that. I absolutely love that. I love making my own schedule. But the one reason why I find myself constantly going back to Venice Beach is because at Venice Beach, and I don't know if you've ever been to Venice Beach before, but at Venice Beach, there's this big skate park. And the skate park, I mean, it's man-made. It's this big block of concrete right in the middle of the beach, right off the boardwalk is this skate park. And I'll tell you what, the skate park has some cool energy. Typically, there's anywhere from like 30 to 200 spectators all crowded around the skate park, just watching anywhere from 5 to 25 different skateboarders. And it's really cool because these skateboarders, I mean, you get such a big mix. You get some who are supremely talented and you're just mesmerized by their skills and you watch them do their thing. And it's so funny for me because I'm not into skateboarding in any way. I mean, that's definitely not a Boston thing. And I'm still not into skateboarding, but I'll tell you what I'm into when I go there. The cool thing is that it's a big, wide variety of who skateboards there. You've got some people who go there and they're just pulling off these incredible moves. And then you've got people who you can see the potential in, but they just keep on falling. And I'll tell you what, I keep going back day in and day out to watch these skateboarders because I can't stop watching when they fall. It's so interesting to me because, I mean, I think about skateboarding all the time, and I probably have been on a skateboard maybe 5 times in my life, and they're all when I was really young. And every time someone falls, I always think, you know, how many falls is it going to take until you hit that trick? And for the really, really good skateboarders there, every time they do a trick, my brain, first of all, I'm just like really impressed with what I see, but my brain always goes to the same place, especially since I've seen so many skateboarders fall there. When one of the better ones pulls off this insane trick, my brain says to me, Brian, think about how many times that person fell. Think about how many times that person fell. And for me, I mean, one of the most overused quotes that I've always heard my entire life is that life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. And that quote never really resonated with me. Just never resonated with me. Maybe you've heard that quote before. I'll repeat it one more time. Life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. And I agree with it in concept for sure, but it's never really resonated. It's never had a deep meaning to me. But there at the skate park every single day on Venice Beach, when I watch the really good ones pull off those tricks, I think, how many times do they fall before they pulled that off? And that's when it hit me that there's two types of people who go to that skate park. Skate park, that came out weird. So the first type of person who goes to the skate park is the one who wants to put on a show, and they stick to what they know. They go there, they do the same old things that they do day in, day out, and for veterans like me, who we go every single day, we can identify those ones, and we know the guys who show up and they do the same things every day. So that's the first type of person. The second type of person is the one who shows up and they say, you know what? Today I'm gonna fall. I'm probably gonna fall a ton of times. And it's so cool for me. I mean, I've been here in Los Angeles for a little bit of time now, enough time to kind of see the progress in a few of the skateboarders. And the second group of people, the ones who show up and they say, okay, I'm probably going to fall today, those are the ones who have been improving. Those are the ones who, when they do pull off tricks, they are incredible. And the crowd goes wild, and you can just tell that it makes those guys' days. When they land that trick, they forget about all the falls before that. But the first group of people, the ones who show up and just put on a show and stick to what they know and they play it conservative and they do the same tricks that they do day in and day out, they haven't gotten better. And why? Because they stay inside their comfort zone. And so the comfort zone quote that really never resonated with me, like I said, it's life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. I agree with it in theory, but I did some research into different industries because as an entrepreneur, I've experienced that myself, and I'll talk about it in today's episode. But I wanted to see what other instances in life is that true, where going outside of your comfort zone is where the gains are. Now, the real answer is that in every aspect of life, that's where it happens. If you want to improve your relationship, go outside your comfort zone. Those communication things that are really, really hard to get out there to say to somebody, hey, I prefer when you do this, or hey, it really means a lot to me when you do this. Those aren't always the easiest things to say, but going outside of your comfort zone and saying those things will make those bigger improvements. Or you can take the easy way out, stay inside your comfort zone and say, okay, this is my comfort zone. This is what I'm used to. I'm just going to stick with the status quo. And so when I looked for quotes about comfort zone that would resonate, that I pulled from different industries, I found Don Cardong, who's a former U.S. Olympian. He ran the 5K in track and field for the United States in the Olympics. And here's what he said about running. Train at the same pace day after day, week after week, year after year, and that's the kind of running the body adapts to. But break out of that comfort zone with a little speed work now and then, and the body will learn to deal with the new demands. End quote. So that's a really cool quote from Don because he basically says, hey, you can keep doing the same stuff day in, day out, and that's what you're going to get used to. But if you want to mix it up and you want to teach yourself new demands, new limits, new capabilities, new possibilities, you have to go outside of that comfort zone. And it reminded me of one of my favorite quotes, which is, a smooth sea never made a skillful sailor. Like, if you want to become a skillful sailor, smooth seas will never make you a skillful sailor. I don't care who you are. If you never leave the bay, you'll never get better at sailing. It takes those waves. It takes those experiences. Dare I say, it takes those flips. It takes your boat to be flipped over. I don't know it takes your boat to be capsized. That's the word that I'm looking for. It takes your boat being capsized for you to become a better sailor. A smooth sea never made a skillful sailor. Yes, it's way safer. It's way more comfortable. It's way more predictable to stay in the area or stay in the zone or stay in the situation that you're used to. But you will never make gains that way. You'll never make gains that way. So one more quote. I mean, I love quotes. If you listen to this podcast for any amount of time, you already know that I love quotes. Here's another one. Your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same. Now, I'm going to speak directly to the entrepreneurs out there and to the newer entrepreneurs, because that quote was one of the biggest and most influential ones in my life back in 2012. So I graduated undergrad college in 2011. I worked in corporate America for a little bit. And in 2012, I decided, you know what? I'm finally going to quit my job. It's going to be so uncomfortable. Because when I quit my job, I had almost $80,000 in student loan debt. I graduated with 80K in student loan debt, but a year later, it was slightly under that. I think it was 70-something thousand dollars in student loan debt. And it was scary for me because I said, if I quit this job, I'm going to have no income. Or at least I'm going to have unpredictable income. And that was so scary for me. That was terrifying for me. And I had tricked myself, and ever since I graduated college, I always said, I'm going to quit this job, I'm going to start side hustling, I'm going to start my business on the side, and I never did because I was so comfortable where I was. And that's when I read that quote, your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same. The problem was I loved that weekly paycheck. I was making good money the deeper into my corporate career that I got. So I worked at one low-paying job for 4 months. Then I jumped to a much higher-paying job. I got over a 50% raise. And then from there, my salary just skyrocketed. Even though I was really young, I had a lot of skills that worked really well in corporate America. So I was comfortable with that weekly paycheck. And I wanted that weekly paycheck. I did not want to kiss goodbye that weekly paycheck. That to me was my comfort zone. But then I realized my desire to change had to be greater than my desire to get that weekly paycheck. Now, I'm not saying go ahead and quit your job. I'll do a whole nother podcast episode about why that's not necessarily a good idea. Or maybe for you it is a good idea. I'll do a totally different podcast episode on my opinions about that. But you have to ask yourself, do I want to operate within my existing barriers? So whatever it is that you are in today, your situation, your mindset, your mentality, your business, your skill set, do you want to stay within those confines for the rest of your life? If you do, then that's okay. Stay within your comfort zone. But if you want new skills, if you want new confidence, if you want new relationships, if you want a new business, if you want a new anything, if you want growth in any way, you have to go outside your comfort zone. It's literally as simple as that. And so all my life, it's so funny. I mean, I've loved quotes ever since I was a little kid. And so all my life, I always just wondered, what's going to be my quote? What's going to be the one quote that I come up with? And so when I worked in corporate America, I realized one thing. All I had to do to get paid and to make good money was show up every single day. There was no failure in corporate America. There was no way for me to fail. I mean, I just showed up, did my job every single day, and that was deemed as successful. And so many corporate America jobs, as long as you show up, you do what's asked of you, you don't have to go above and beyond, then that is success. And what I realized was that I was not in a position to fail being in corporate America. So the quote that I came up with, so this is, as far as I know, this is the first ever quote that I came up with. I said to myself, and I said this to myself every day at my desk, I said, if I'm not in a position to fail, then I'm not in a position to succeed. If I'm not in a position to fail, then I'm not in a position to succeed. And at the skate park, every single day, I think about that and I identify the guys and I say, you know what? That guy is not putting himself in positions to fail. He'll never put himself in a position to succeed. The fact of the matter is, when it comes to skateboarding, when it comes to business, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to friendships, when it comes to life, when it comes to communication, if you are not willing to fail, If you are not willing to fall, you will never grow. It's as simple as that. If you're not willing to fail, then you're not willing to grow. And that guy that shows up to the skate park every single day and he does the exact same tricks every single day because he doesn't want to fall in front of the crowd, he'll never learn those new tricks. Because to learn a new trick, you will fall. You will. It's an absolute guarantee. It's inevitable. There's no way you're going to land a new trick the very first time and always land it. You have to put the work in to fall. You have to put the work in to fail in order to master a new skill. And that's uncomfortable. And so it always hits me, especially since I started taking tennis lessons. That's one Los Angeles update for all of you podcast listeners. I started taking tennis lessons and the tennis instructor right away said to me, "Hey, Brian, you've never been taught how to serve, have you?" And I was just like, you know what? Honestly, I haven't. Like, I just picked up a racket and I made up how to serve. And I've got to the point where I'm good enough at tennis that I can pretty much beat anyone that I know personally, even people who played D2 or D3 in college. Like, I obviously can't beat top tier players, but my friend circle, I can beat everybody that I know. And so I did it the way that was comfortable for me. I made it up. And this tennis instructor at my first lesson, he said, "You know what? You're not even holding the racket correctly for your serve." And he showed me the correct way to do it. And oh my gosh, I cannot tell you how bad I am when I try to serve the correct way. So after the day after my first tennis lesson, I texted a friend and I was like, "Hey, we have to go play tennis. I need to try this new serve. I need to get some practice in with it." And so we hit the tennis courts, and I'll also tell you this, I'm a super competitive person. I hate to lose, and I love winning. I love winning so much. And so with my friend, you know, I was trying the new serve. I was trying to hold the racket the correct way that I was taught the night before by my tennis instructor. And my friend was just smoking me because I was getting double faults. I was hitting the ball out. And so midway through the first set, I said to my friend, "Hey, this is killing me because you should not be beating me because I know that I could beat you. But I know that to beat you, I have to revert back to my old way, to my comfort zone." And so in that moment, I said to him, because my friend Nick knows me really well, and I said to him, "I almost feel like I need to put progress over my ego." Because in that moment, when I tried to serve correctly, I had a choice. I can either serve correctly and quite frankly, I mean, you guys know that I don't use rough language here on this podcast very often, but quite frankly, I could suck at it for a little bit. I could try the new serve and just completely suck at it for a little bit, or I could revert back to my comfort zone because I know that I can hit a good serve that way. So it becomes the progress or ego question. Is my desire for progress bigger than my ego, or is my ego bigger than my desire for progress? Because I hate losing. I told Nick, "Man, I could so easily beat you right now." But I decided in that moment, you know what? Go outside your comfort zone. If it means you're going to lose this tennis match, so be it. But lose when the stakes are low. Lose when you're playing with your friend in the park in the middle of a beautiful sunny day. Choose progress over ego. Step outside that comfort zone. I can't tell you how uncomfortable it is for me to hold a tennis racket the correct way after all these years of holding it incorrectly. And I'm terrible at it. I am absolutely horrible at it. It's definitely outside of my comfort zone. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep persisting. And I've done a podcast episode about this before, and I'm going to reiterate it because it's been a long time. It was one of the first 20 episodes where a reporter came up to Muhammad Ali before a boxing match once, and he was doing sit-ups, and she said to him, "Muhammad, how many sit-ups do you do before a boxing match?" And he looked her in the eye, and he just kept going. He kept doing sit-ups, and he said, "I don't start counting until it hurts." That's the attitude that we all need to take. That's how you go outside your comfort zone. It's so funny. If you hit the streets and you say, "I'm going to go run 2 miles today," guess what? As you approach that second mile, you will get tired. Whereas if you set out and you say, "I'm going to run 5 miles today," you'll start getting tired around mile four. Wherever you set your bar, that's where you're putting your artificial limits. And the truth is, we don't have limits. We build these limits in our head. And we call that our comfort zone. We get used to those limits. We embrace those limits. And we like living inside those limits because it's comfortable. But if you want to grow, if you want to learn a new trick on a skateboard, you have to go outside your comfort zone. If you keep doing what it is that you've always done, As Don Carding says, if you train at the same pace day after day, week after week, year after year, and that's the kind of running the body, then that's the kind of running that the body adapts to. If you always play within your comfort zone, your barriers are never expanding. This is my invitation to you today. I mean, I know I didn't talk much about business today because this is a Mindset and Motivation Monday episode, but I'm telling you, when it comes to business, when it comes to getting sales, when it comes to pitching to people, when it comes to naming your price, when it comes to fulfilling your products or services, you have to go outside your comfort zone. I'm asking you, the listener, the podcast listener who's listening to my words right now, I'm asking you, how much money are you making in your business? And you know what? For some of you, I know that the answer is $0. I know that the answer is $0. And my invitation to you is, you're playing within your normal playing field right now. You have to step out of your comfort zone to start getting different results. Because inside your little comfort zone, you're making that much money. However much money you're making $0 right now, you're making $40,000 a year right now, whatever it is, that's what your current playing field is allowing you to make. And in order to break beyond that, you have to step outside your comfort zone. Will you fail? Will you fall? Yes. If you want to start charging $10,000 for your services, will people say no? Yes. And don't start counting those no's, and don't start counting those rejections, and don't start counting those failures until it hurts. And I'm willing to bet you've got a lot higher of a pain threshold than you think you do. Hustle. Work through that stuff that sucks. Because I'll tell you what, in 6 months, my tennis serve is going to be incredible because I'm choosing progress over ego. My desire to change is greater than my desire to stay the same. And that's my invitation to you today. If you are serious about growing your business, if you're serious about growing as a person, you have to step outside your comfort zone. If you've been afraid to pick up the phone and cold call people, if you've been afraid to 10x your prices, if you've been afraid to double your prices, if you've been afraid to contact that influencer who would help you take your business to the next level, if you've been afraid to join that program or buy that person's course or business coaching or whatever it is that's holding you back, step outside your comfort zone. Because when you stay inside your comfort zone, nothing will ever change. So we're 22 and a half minutes into this episode. This has been so much fun for me because this is the stuff that really makes a difference. This is the stuff that separates people from people who take action from people who don't, people who stay inside their comfort zones. So I'm going to end this episode with one final quote, and that's, a ship in harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for. One last time, a ship in harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for. I hope you learned a lot in this episode. I will see you again this Wednesday and this Friday for a Strategy Wednesday episode on Wednesday and a Featured Friday episode this Friday. Make an awesome day, do something that's uncomfortable, and step outside your comfort zone because I promise that's where you'll get that growth. See you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.